It was a grand project that employed 100 workers or more, building a castle on an island in New York's Alexandria Bay along the border with Canada. However, 4 years into the massive project, work abruptly ceased. Today, the work is slowly being completed on a huge mansion with quite a story. It's next on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
George Bolt was a hotel owner and manager of the highest class properties in New York City in the early 1900s. His self-made wealth led him to construct a castle-like mansion on a small island in Alexandria Bay, New York, a gift to his wife Louise. Construction began in 1900, but as Claire Wakefield explains, the project was abandoned a few years later.
Unfortunately, in 1904, Louise died unexpectedly. George stopped all construction, and the island became a tourist attraction briefly when it was still owned by George's kids.
E.J. Noble, inventor of Lifesavers Candy, purchased the multi-story castle, but the Depression years took their toll. Eventually, the place fell into disrepair, and in 1977, given to the Thousand Islands Bridge Authority, with the stipulation that fees from tours be used to rehabilitate the mansion to its intended opulence.
The main structure of the castle is 60,000 square feet. It has five stories, not including an attic. And there's a huge foundation basement level, which has a pool in it. And there's a billiards room. There's tons of extra rooms for guests to stay.
While George Bolt did not get to give the gift of this castle to his wife, you can see the love he had for her and the design of the buildings.
I always tell people to look for the hearts. There's definitely a heart theme going on here, and there are tons of hearts subtly hidden all over the place, from fences to the big stone arch, the gateway entry arch. That's one of the kind of main architectural elements on the island that has a little stone heart hidden on the inside. If you walk through it, you'll see it.
Today, visitors take a boat to Heart Island to tour the well-known castle from spring to fall. Traveling the countryside in Alexandria Bay, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.